We are on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. I'd like to go over the last shtickle of the Gemara we had learned yesterday, which yesterday we had a problem with the Gemara. Perhaps we can understand the Gemara. That Chaviva Omar. This is a little bit after a third of the Omid of the Gemara. Rav Chaviva Omar. And let us just refresh our memory. We had problems how to figure out all the halachas that a yad is machnes, a yad is moitzi, a shomer is machnes and moitzi, and a shomer is mitztaref. So we have five halachas. We have a yad is machnes and moitzi, a shomer is machnes and moitzi, and a shomer is mitztaref. And we were searching mekayres for these halachas. The Gemara had wanted to say as follows, that we had three psukim by Yodais, by Eichlim, we had a posuk of Yodais, by Nevela we had a posuk of Yodais, and by Tano we had a posuk of Yodais. And all these three psukim, the Gemara wanted to say that these three psukim are telling us that Yodais are moitzi esatub. These three psukim tell us Yodais are moitzi esatub. Now, we know a shomer, which is better than a yad, is also moitzi esatumah. But the Gemara asked, but how do we know that a yad is machnes tumah, and that a shomer is mitztaref? These two yadis we don't know. So the Gemara said, we have an extra posik by Nevela, which is speaking about a shomer. The Pasuk by Nevela tells us Yitma. Now what is this Yitma coming to tell us? We have here Yitma, which is telling us that a Shomer, that this is speaking about a Shomer of Nevela. So the Yitma is Meyuta. I know that a Yad of a Nevela is Moitzi Esatumet. Therefore, I know that a shema of a nevela is moitzi esatuma kal b'chayma. So what is this yitma of nevela coming to tell us? So the Gemara said, the yitma of nevela is coming to tell us that a yad is machnes tuma. Imein ha'inyin l'nevela is talking about a yad da'alme. A yad alma is machnes tume. That's what the Gemara said. So the Gemara asked Akash on this, that what right do you have to say this? Maybe I'll learn pshat as follows. I have three psukim that a yad is moitzi esatum. I have one posik that of a shomer, and I have one pasuk by a shomer, which I don't need. So I'll say this is coming to tell us that a shomer is machnes esatumah. Then I have another pasuk of shomer, which will tell us that a shomer is mitzvah. And I don't know that a yad is machnes esatumah. That was the Gemara's kasha. And we had a problem. So Rav Chavive wants to say a teret on this kasha. Yeah. Let us see the Gemara in the Veinik. Rav Chavive Omar, Shani Shomer de Nevela, Kiven de Maise Yadka Ovid, Ayat Shadinalai. So Rav Chavive says that we asked Akasha, how do you know that a yad is machnes? Maybe the Pasuk is telling us that a shomer is machnes. So Rav Chaviva said, Shani Shoyma de Nevela, given the Maise Yadka of it, since it is only doing what a Yad is doing, a Yad Shadin Eloi, so this is the Makar to tell us that a Yad is Machnis. Let us again see Rashi. Rav Chaviva Oma Lo'ilom Kedamrine Meikore. It's like we said before, the Shomer the Nevela the Lo Yitzterech. I don't need the I have a pasuk that a yad of Nevela is Moitzi to me. And they have a pasuk by a Shomer the Nevela. Now this pasuk, the Shomer the Nevela the Lo Yitzterech, to know Inyan Liyak. So I say him Einoi Inyan LeShomer, and the Inyan Liyad. That a yad is machnis. Udika parches, but you ask the kasha, eima tine inyin l'shoyma d'alme. Maybe, how do you know to, I have a miyutadik apostik by shoyma the nevela, and I say that the apostik is coming to tell us that a yad is machnis. How do you know that it's coming to tell us that a yad is machnas? Maybe it's coming to tell us that a shemer is machnas, but a yad I don't know. Udi kapachas, that was your kasha. Eimet nu inyin l'shemer d'alma. Maybe it's coming to tell us that a shemer is machnas. Avol yad lahachnas loy, but a yad can't be machnas. Layashkechon. Lav pilchi. So Rav Chaviva says it's not a kasha. The kiven, the maise yad of it, since this shema is only doing a maise yad, she'ein mitztaref kishar shemrim, it's not mitztaref like other shemrim, elo machnis umoitzi kemaise yad, it's only machnis umoitzi kemaise yad. Mistavre di yitur di day, the loyitzterer, so mistavre di yitur is coming to tell us, ayat shadinalei, liyais inyan liyad alma. Since it's only doing what ayat is doing, so, memela, so I say that this gilui is coming to tell us that ayat is machnas, not Hashem is machnas. Yesterday, when we learned the Gemara, we ended off the sugya that Bapsai, it was Meira to the Olam, it's very difficult to understand. The whole sugya, we see that a Shemel is more Choshev than a Yad. So even if we'll say that a Shemel is, the Pasuk is coming to tell us, it's Machnis, so maybe only a shema, because a shema is more choshev than a yad. How do you know to assume from this posik that a yad is machnas? That's why I didn't understand the Gemara yesterday. Perhaps Pshat and Rashi is that we have here two psukim. And let's elaborate a little bit. I have a two psukim by Shomrim. One posik by Shomer is by Nevela, Yitma, that tells us that a Shomer is Machnes. Fine. There's another posik by Zroim that tells us a Shomer is Mitztarev. Now, let us just assume for 1 minute that I have two psukim. So if I know that a shomer is mitztarev means it becomes part of the machel. You need a kebeya, and it becomes part of the kebeya. Now, if it becomes part of the kebeya, l'chere, it's poshit, so it's one unit. So if a sheretz touches it, v'shteitzach, the whole thing becomes tameh. You don't need a chiddush of machnis if it's mitztarev. Achayim say this. We learned a Tosfos yesterday. The Bais is Nitzas. But Al Kaponim, Achayim say this svara. If it's mitztarev, you don't need the chiddush of machnes. The chiddush of machnes is by a yad. It means I have boso, and I have a yad to the boso, and the yad isn't mekabel tumme. There is a concept of machnes, that the tumme that touches the yad will go through the yad only metama the boso. That's the chiddush of machnes or moitzi. But if I know a shaymer is mitzadev, so it becomes, you need a kebeya. You don't have a kebeya. No, the shaymer together with the boss is a kebeya. So if it's one thing, so if the sheretz touches, it's tashteitzach. I mean, this is the kebeya that's mekabel tumet. So wherever the sheretz touches, it'll be mekabel tumet. If I know mitzadev, you don't need a chiddush of machnas. And the second posik is telling us that it's mitzadev. The first pasuk is telling us that it's machnes. So kan shayla ben, if it's mitzvah, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's machnes. So Rashi explained the first pasuk is speaking about a case by oichlim that it is not mitzvah. That's what Rashi says clearly. The given the maisi yad of it she'ein mitzvah kishar shomer. Somehow this pasuk that is telling me machnes is speaking about a shomer that is not mitzvah. But the case is I haven't the faintest idea. But al kaponim, it's speaking about a shomer that's not mitzvah. So memele, so that's the svar of Rav Chaviva. If this shomer is not bekoyach to be mitzvah, so it's a shomer garua. So it's not mistava to say, yeah, but it's still better than a yad. The whole mile that we said that a shomer is better than a yad, because a shomer is megid, that's the mile of a shomer. But if this shomer does not have the koyach to be mitzarev, so it's a shomer garua. So it's not mistava to say that the three dargis. There's a darga of a shomer that's mitzarev. There's a darga of a shomer that's machnis, and a yad is worse than this. If this is a shomer garua and it's not bekoichai to be mitzarev, so then it's equivalent to a yad. So if the pasuk is telling us that a shomer is machnis, who would then that a yad is machnis? Lachay, that is pshat. Okay, that's this Gemara. Let us finish the Rashi. So Rashi says, "Vahashta kulo tzricha." Now all the psukim are taken care of. Kol yadais tachsivi lohitzi tzrichi. Every yad that it says I have a three psukim of yadais by zroim, by nevelim, by tano. So all these three yadis tachsivi is lohitzi tzrichi. The chodem idach layosia, we learned on a medal, if you can't learn out one from the other. Kidamore. Und the nevele. And you can't learn out the yad of nevela from the yad of taner and zroim mishum shaloi toimer daayay. Shema the nevela li is inyan li yad achnosa. That it should be that mishum shaloi toimer daayay. That you shouldn't say daayay. That mishum shaloi toimer daayay. That's why there is a posik by yad in nevela. Shema the nevela. Now Rab Chaviva said, the Pasuk of Shema Nevela is coming to tell us that there's a Yad Lachnosa. This is the end of the Sugiyah. Now let us go a little further. Maskif lo Rab Yehuda bar Yishmoel. Rav Yehuda by Yishmuel asked Akasha, and this Gemara, this Kasha of Rav Yehuda by Yishmuel really has a shaykhes to Daf Kuf Yotzayin Omid Beis. And we have to figure out why it was written on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. That's another problem. But let us just refresh our memory. We learned on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, how do we know a Shomer L'Tumah Kala? How do we know that a Shomer is Mitztaref? So we said like this, the Tone Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Al kol zera zerua asher yizoreya, kederech shbnei odam meitzien lizriya. Just the way people plant kernels of wheat, chita b'kliposo, when you want to plant wheat, you take the chita with the shell. Soira b'kliposo, badashim b'kliposo. So what is it? What the Tanna Dvei Rabbi Yishmael said? Tanna Dvei Rabbi Yishmael said the pasuk is telling us that one is metam, that Asheretz is metamal kol zera zeru asher yizoreya. You look the way you plant kernels of wheat. You plant kernels of wheat with the husk, and the pasuk is telling us that it's tamei. So the pasuk is telling us the husk, which is a shomer of the wheat, that the wheat will be mekabel tume with the shomer, and that means shomer mitzaref. But that means even the kernel doesn't have a shear to be mekabel tume with the husk. The husk will be mitzaref to the shear will be mekabel tume, and the makor of this is asher yizoreya. The pasuk says, "You look the way you plant wheat with the husks," and the pasuk says, in this way it's mekabel tume, so you see, so with the husks, the sheretz doesn't touch the kernel, it touches the husk, you see that a shomer is mitzurif to the kernel to be mekabel tume. That was the makoyer, that a shomer is mitzurif. That was the makoyer. So now, Maskiv lo Rav Yehuda b'Rabbi Yishmael. So Rav Yehuda b'Rabbi Yishmael asked Akash. Hodisnan, we learned a Mishnah in Nukzi. Ha-pitmo shel rimoin mitztarefes, va-neitz shelo ein mitztaref. The Siches Chulin brings a picture of a rimoin. We have a rimoin, by the top of the rimoin, there's like a crown, that's by the top of the rimoin, and that's called the masrek. We're not talking about that. Inside this crown, there's a pitim. There's a small dried up flower, which is on the top of the rimoin, and that's called the pitim of the rimoin. We have something similar. An apple also has a pitim on the opposite side of the stem. So that's called the pitim of the rimoin. This pitim is a shomer to the rimoin. Now, growing out from this pitim is nates. There are small growths that come out, hair-like growths that come out from this pitim. And that is called the nate. So now we know what we're talking about. We're talking about the pitim of the rimoin and the nate of the rimoin. So now we'll see the Gemara Kaponim to understand what we're talking about. Maskiv lo Rav Yehuda bar Yishmael, hodisna, ha-pitmo shel rimoin, the pitim of the rimoin, mitztarefes, is a shomer, and it's mitztaref to the shir kebeye of a rimoin. That means if the rimoin is a mashu less than a kebeye, and this pitim, which is a shomer to the rimoin, is mashlame to a kebeye, so be mekabel tume. A pitmo sharimai mitztarefes. Bahaneit sheloi, but the small hair-like growths that come out from the pitim ain't mitzdarif, because that's called a shayma l'shayma, and there's no such concept of a shayma l'shayma. Fine. So let's see what Rashi says so far. Let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Hapitmo shel rimoin, hu shayma al pif. By the opening of the rimoin, this pitim is a shayma. Va'aneich shayma acher al gabe hapitmo. These projections, these hair-like projections that come out from the pitim, is another shayma. And walnuts, you can have a few shaymrim. So the pitim has two shaymrim. It has the rimen has two shaymrim. The pitim and the nates. Aim it started. The ain shaym al gabi shaymrim. Can the win the lakama? Okay, that's why the nates is not mitzarev to be mashlim this year. Aber pitna mia mitzarev. The pitim is mitzarev. Fine. So now the Gemara is a kash. Bahamai, why is the pitim mitzarev? The pitim is a shame. Why is the pitim mitzarev? Olek olameima kederech shpnei odom meitzin lizriyem. You cannot say, we had a posik that says, the way people plant kernels, which means with the husks, that is a din shaymer and it's mitzarev. So that's only by zroim. Holav zroim nino. The arimain is not zroim. It's not kernels. It's not seeds. Urshenoitin ilon. When you plant an ilon, that means the pasuk said, you look the way seeds are planted, kernels are planted. And that means they're planted with the husks, so it's telling us that with the husks it's mekabel tumah. That's only a din in kernels and seeds. Arimain, how do you plant arimain? Shenaitin Elon, a night in El Yicho. You don't plant a rimoin with a plant, with a fruit with husks. You plant a rimoin, you take a branch from a rimoin tree, from a pomegranate tree, you plant a branch. A night in El Yicho. You only plant a branch. Vim night in rimoin, if you want to plant a tree by planting a pomegranate, Kvar noshra oisa pitma, so the pit, when, if you're planting it already, so the pitim fell off already. Shu kein perach shabaroisha tapuchim. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, you said, and Afkuf Yitzayin Amid Beis, that the whole makor that a shomer is mitzarev is from a posik asher yizoreya. Now this posik, the way it is planted, that's also mekabel tumah. This posik is speaking about zroim. So by zroim, I have a gilui that a shomer is mitzarev. But how do I know that a pitmo shel rimen is mitzarev? V'amai, that's the most kashi, kri kan al kol zera zeirua, v'leke. The whole makor that a shomer is mitzarev is from the posik, the way you plant it. It's mekabel tumah the way you plant it. This drash only applies to zroi. You don't plant rimoinim with a pitim, so you don't have a giloi that the shayma of a rimoin, if that's the posik, you don't have a giloi that a shayma of a rimoin is mitzarev. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, visu, a second kavaleka, it's not the way a rimoin is planted. Visu, kasha number two, hodesnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ha'oir v'haroite v'hakipe mitzarev l'tamei tumas oichlu. That the skin of meat is a shomer, and it's mitzvah letame tumas oichla. No, the pasuk says the whole makor that a shomer is mitzvah is speaking about something that is planted with the shomer. That's the whole makor. So if you have skin of meat, that's not planted with the, you don't have anything that's planted over here. So the whole, the rash doesn't apply. So how do you know that these shomrim are mitzvahim? That is the Gemara's kasha. That is the Gemara's kasha. So let's finish the Rashi. And Rashi says, ומסניס אינה מתקטוני עיר מצטערב משום שיימר, הולי כסיב שיימר אלו בזרויים. It only says שיימר בזרויים, וטיימר משום דזור אלי בהדיו, and the reason a שיימר helps because you plant it together with the זרויים. Period. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, before we go further, I had two problems with the Gemara's kasha. Between you and me, we learned out that a shomer is mitzvah. The makor is, we're talking about a shomer of zroim. But the lomdus is a shomer is mitzvah. That's the lomdus. It's a chilek. It's a shomer of zroim. It's a shomer of a peiri. It's a shomer of bosa. It says a lomdus over here that a shomer is mitzvah. Moshe says, no. The pasuk is speaking about a shomer of Zroi, how do I know a shomer of a rimoy? How do I know a shomer of bos? That's the Gemara's kasha. So, l'chayre, that's what I just mentioned now, the gather is a shomer, because let us look at Tosfos. There's a Tosfos kuf yudzayin amud beis. V'loi shomer l'tuma chamure, minolo. The bottom Tosfos, there it says there's no din shayma the tumah chamura. Im taima loma likra, the mizroim loy osi, shekain tumasam merube ketaporech besamach. So Tosfos asks, how could you learn out a shayma the tame tumah chamura? You can't learn out from zroim. Maybe discussion now was not schwer because after the Teretz we know Bosos. Maybe it could be that pshat and taste discussion. Okay, let's forget about that. But Rashi says alumdus over here. V'taima, Rashi says the reason why a shema of zroim is mitzarev mishum dezori lei bahadayu, because you plant it this way. That's why a shema is mitzarev. So I can't begin to understand the logic. That means, since when you plant it, you're not eating it. We're talking about when you eat it. Between you and me, when you eat a kernel, you take off the husks. That's what we had in Rashi before. A shayma is not eaten. When you plant it with the husks. So the reason it's mitzvah, that's a reason, since you plant it with the husks, that's why it's mitzvah, and therefore we have a problem. The oir of basar, it should be mitzvah. I mean, this is Rashi seems to say it's a reason. It's a reason why a shame is because it's planted that way. And since you don't have this concept by basar, you don't have this concept by a rimoin. So there's no din shame. It's very difficult to understand, to say that the whole din shem is only by zroim, because you plant it that way. Akponim, the Gemara says like that. This is what the Gemara says. So the Gemara answers, it's a meidik akasha, ala trosa plosa kroi ksiva. There's three psukim. Al kol zera zerua asher yizoreya. Chad l'shema d'zroim, Chad l'shema d'ilones, idach l'shema bosar ubeim v'dod. I have three psukim, and the three psukim come to tell me there's a shema by zroim, there's a shema by peiris, and there's a shema by bosar v'dod. That's the tenet to the kasha. Bekitza, we just said, let's just review what we just said. Now, the Gemara asked the kasha that, which is really going on daf kufi yadayinam at base, the Tana Dvei Rebbe Yishmael learned out the Mekoyer of Shoimel, Pamakol Zere Zeru Asha Yizoreyam. So the Gemara is, that's only good by Yisroim. How do you know Hashem by Rimen? How do you know Hashem by Bos? That's the Gemara's question. Fine. Someone says, no, I have three psukim. Zere Zeru Asha Yizoreyam. It's very good. So this kasha belongs on daf kufi yadayinam at base. How did it come over here? How does it come over here? It's like, it's very modern. So the Leib Aryeh says that till here, everything was very good. I heard an extra pasuk of Shema by Nevele, and we were racking our brains what we did with this pasuk of Shema by Nevele. So the Gemara says, you know, till now I thought this pasuk of Shema by Nevele is telling me there's a din Shema by Ilonis, there's a din Shema by Boso. The main inyan in the Vela is coming for this. We just learned the whole sugya that the Shema of the Vela is coming. Tell me Yad Lahachnes. So I just lost my Mekir for the Shema of Boso and the Shema of Ilones. So, because she told me I used the Shema of the Vela, tell me Yad is Lahachnes. So over here, after the sugya, he asks him Akasha, and he tells him Ateret, and I have three psukim. Kozera, Zeruah, Ashay, Yizareya. Fine. Now we're starting something a little new. A shtickle, new sugya. Oma Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Oma Rav, Yesh Yad Letume Ve'ein Yad Lehersha. Now, we have here a loche so far that yesh yad letume, which meant, yesh yad letume means, let's say I have a bone, and I have a piece of meat attached to the bone, and the bone is not an oichel. And if the bone will touch a dead sheretz, the basar becomes tummy. Since the bone is a handle that is used to eat the meat, so, yes, yad latume. We have lemudim on this, that the basa will be mekabel tume through the yad. That's the thing we learned till now. Yes, yad latume, ve'ein yad lehechshel. There's another din in hilchais tume v'tara. Yeah, that in order for something to become tume, one of the Zion Mashkin have to fall on top of it. V'chiyutan mayim alzera. Now, let's talk about our piece of meat with the bone, and it never got in contact with any water. It never was mukshel lekabel tuma. Now, I put some water on the bone. Will the water on the bone help to be machshel the basar? I learned, I have a posig, that when the sheretz touches the bone, the basa becomes tummy. So I see that the bone, the yad, can be a vehicle to bring tummy to the basa. I have a posik on it. What'll be the din by hechsher? Forget about a sheretz. I'm not up to a sheretz yet. This basa never saw any water. The basa is not mukshel lekabel tummy. So now, I have a bone that I put water on the bone. The bone is not a neuchel, the bone is not a mekabel tumah. Will this heksher of the bone, the heksher of the yad, will this help for the bone, for the beef? Yes or no? So Rav said, Omar Rav, yesh yad letumah ve'en yad lehechsher. By tumah, there's a din yodis, we have a posik, we'll see. Ve'en yad lehechsher. But for heksher, I put water on the bone, so the basa would become muksha. There's no such thing. The Rabbi Yochanan Omar, yesh yad letume ulehersha. No, just like yodis help for tume, yodis will help for hersha. So if the yad became wet, so the basa will become muksha lekabel tume. Sagt die Gemara bei Maika Miflagi, so what's the Machloikis? So if I is Eima Svore, if you want to be it's a Machloikis in Svore, if I is Eima Kro, if I is Eima Kro, could be it's a Machloikis in the Posik. Mar Sova Mikro Nidrash Lefonov Veloy Lifnefonov, Omar Sova Mikro Mikra Nidrash Lefonov Vlifnefonov. Now, let us just want to see what Pasuk we're speaking about. Let us look at the Pasuk on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, which is the fourth line when the line started getting wide. V'chiyutan mayim al zera, v'nofal minivlosam olov, Tomei hu lochem, lochem lochol shebotolcheichem. Now let's learn this pasuk the way Chazal learned this pasuk. This pasuk is speaking about two halachas. V'chiyutan mayim al zera is speaking about that hechsher, that water fell on zroi. V'nofal minivlosam olov, now, step number two, a dead sheretz fell on the zera. Tomehu, it is Tomeh, period. Now it says lochem. So from the lochem, we learned out yodos. Lochem lechol shebetzolcheichem. Not only, now the pasuk is speaking about two aloches. That's zichel, that the second aloche, that the tumeh fell olov on the zera, it does not necessarily have to fall on the zera. It could also fall on the yad of the zera. That's the lochem lechosh shebetzolcheichem. From here we learned out there's a din yodois lahachnis tumet. We learned out from this pasuk that a yad could be machnis tumet. V'nofal minevlosam olov, not only it fell on the zera, it fell on the lochem, it fell on the yad. So from here we learned that a yad is machnes tumah. Now the beginning of the pasuk is speaking about hechsher. Do I say the lechem not only goes on tumah, it only also goes on hechsher? That's if I say the pasuk is nidrash lifonov lifneifonov. The lechem is going on hilchis tumah, it's also going on hilchis hechsher. That a yad, a oichel can become mukshir through a yad. That's if the mikra nidrash lefonov lifneifonov. If I say the mikra is nidrash only lefonov, there's only a din yad by tume, and not a din yad by hechsher. Now let us see again our gemara. Ivoyis eimakro, the machloikis, Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav said, ein yad lehechsher. In Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, yad lehechsher, the machloikis is how to darshan the pasuk. Mar sovar mikra nidrosh lefonov, v'loy lifneifonov. Rav holds, the lechem is only going on the tumim. It is, the lechem is not going on yodos. Mar sovar mikra nidrosh lefonov, lifneifonov, the lechem is going on tumim and on hechsher. So from here we learn that yesh yad lehechsher. Let us see what Rashi says. Let's see the Rashi. Yesh yad letume lahachnis alohitzi kedem rinam. A yad can bring tume and can be mitzi tume. Ben yad lehechsher ein teres yad lenyin hechsher. Shim hukshiro hayad lehukshiro azroim. There's no din hechsher. For through yodis. Mikro nidrash. Lochem. The nafki yodis minei. We learn that from the word lochem that you don't need the zroim. The yad is also sufficient. Nidrash lefonov atomehu. That if the sheretz fell on the yad, it also becomes tome. The loylif neifonov avachiyutan mayim. Du reishe dekro. That means the lechem is only going on what was said right before it, not the beginning of the pasuk. That's Svaras Rav. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Mikra Nidrash Lefonov V'Lifneifonov. That, if we'll say, the Machloikis is, that's if we say, if the Machloikis is in the Pasuk. That's one way. Iboyis Eima, and if you want, let's go back to the Gemara. Iboyis Eima Svore, could be the Machloikis is in Svore. Mar Sovar Hechsher Tchilas Tumahu, Umar Sovar Hechsher Lav Tchilas Tumahu. Rav Yochanan holds that Hechsher Tchilas Tumah, and Rav holds Hechsher Lav Tchilas Tumah. Now what does this mean? It was Nisaira from what I saw in the art school. I wanted to be myself a little bit. We had yesterday mentioned a svore that Rashi and the Rashbam say, what is the lomdis of Hechsher? How we, this halacha that an oichel cannot be mekabel tume if it wasn't mukshel lekabel tume. So Rashi and the Rashbam say that the Svore is that it doesn't have a shem oichel. Kozman, we talk about an oichel that grew on the ground. It it's full of dirt and everything is creeping over it. So it doesn't get a shem oichel. That's roi lachil until you wash it. So Hechsher is a process to make it an oichel. Only an oichel is mekabel tume. So you have to put water on it in order for it to become an oichel. Then it becomes roi lachil. That's Rashi and the Rashba. The Ramban in Chumash says, Amur Dikazach, Ramban in Chumash explains, what is the inyan of Hechsher? It's only mekabel tume if water fell on it. What's the inyan of Hechsher? So the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bechai say, the tam ha-hechsher ba'avu ki lichluch ha-sheretz v'ha-metamim yidovek b'macholim v'leichos v'leikein b'yeveshim. Amor Adikazach, you have a sheretz, a dead sheretz, that's touching a fruit. So you have to have a chibur of the sheretz to the fruit. So if it's wet, so that's what the Rabban says, lichloch ha-sheretz v'hametamim yidovek b'macholim b'lachis. When they're wet, they're attached. V'loi kein b'yeveshim. So the Ramban says, so if that's the lomdis, so what happens if water once fell on the fruit and then it dried up? So it shouldn't be anything. V'osu so ha-toyra ha-choki yeseyre letamei ha-mukhshorim b'mayim v'nogvu shleinitein dvoreinu l'shiyur. The Torah said, I feel like it's dried up already. But that's the gather. The gather is that the lichluch ha-sheretz v'metamim yidovik b'macholim b'lachis. Bekitzer, we have here a machloikis rishoinim ala Torah. What is pshat in Hechsher? Rashi and the Rashbam say that pshat in Hechsher is that it makes it a noichel. That's the procedure of Yutamayim Azeh makes it for a noichel. The Ramban says the inyan of Hechsher is that the tumeh should go over from the sheret to the oichel. It has to be wet. That's what the Ramban says pshat in Hechsher. Now, between you and me, it could be very well, this was the machloikis of the Makshin and the Tarzan. The Gemara said, how could you learn out Zroim, Yodais by Zroim from Yodais of Tanur and Nevele, Ma la hanoch shekein mitmoin shaloi behersha? Taimeh v'zroim שאין מתמוין על הבחש, the Gemara said that Zroim are killed than Tano Lemele, because Zroim can only be Mekabel Tume with Hechshe, and then Mekabel Tume without Hechshe. Omar Rav Hune Bereide Rav Yeshua, Perish Lehuchshu Kitamo Shle Nigma Malachte Domi, it's a cool in Zroim, that's like by Tano Yosef the same cool, because when it's not Nigma Lemlach, it's not Mekabel Tume. So yesterday we mentioned Rav Hune Bereide Rav Yeshua that compares Perish Shalai Hukshiru Kitano Shalai Nigma Malachte Domi. Rav Hune Bereide Rav Yeshua sounds very much like Rashi and the Rashbam Alatayre, that it becomes an Oichu after you wash it off. So that's like a Tano Shalai Nigma, that's also not Mekabel Tume. But what did the Makshin hold? The Makshin held, no, there's a Kula by the tumah of Zroim than the tumah of Tano. So the Makshna Kocha held like the Ramban. The Makshna held like the Ramban that no, that is a special din that the Sheretz has to be dovuk to Zroim, and therefore that's only when the Zroim are wet, and by Tano there's no such halacha. The Makshna held like the Ramban, and Rav Huna Berei Dev Yeshua answered him like Rashi in the Rashbam. So lechayre, this is the same machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan. This is the machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Masava herche trilas tumu. Rav Yochanan holds that herche is that's the haschalas atume. That means the machol has to become wet in order for it to be makabel tume from the sheret. That means that the sheret should become dovuk to the machol. The machol has to become wet. So if we had a chiddush of yadois, that a yad can bring tume to a machol, so a yad can bring hechsher also to a machol, because the hechsher is haschalas atumet, a din in the kapolas atumet. That means that you need a wetness in order that the sheret should become dovuk to the machol. So just like there's a din yodais by tumet, there's a din yodais by hechsher. That's the svara of Rabbi Yochanan. Umasaba Hechsher lav tchilas tumu. Hechsher has nothing to do with tumu. Hechsher is a din that gets a shame oichel. So if it gets a shame oichel, so what's came on that the yad is wet? The food has to get a shame oichel. It's nothing to do with tumu. Hechsher lav tchilas tumu. That's the svar of Rav. Rav holds like Rashi in the Rashbam. So therefore, ein Hechsher the yadis. Trilas tumu, v'yesh lo yad l'tume, and oichle mehve this adin yodeis l'tume. Okay, let us see Taisvis. No, we have to see the Gemara further. Facts, we have a machloikis, is there adin hechsher al yudai yodeis, a machloikis rab and rabbi yechene. Zukta Gemara, tanye kevosei de rabbi yechene. We learned a baraisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Kishem sheyesh yad letume, kach yesh yad lehershe. So between you and me, we finished already. We have enough in the baraisa that just like there's a din yodis that could be machnes tume, there's a din yodis that could be machnes hershe. So finished. But now the Gemara, and so then it would seem that Hechsher Trilas Tume, that would be, if that's the time of Rabbi Yeshua. Fine. Now, the Baraisa says another comparison between Hechsher and Tume. Uchishem shein mekablim Tume, elo lechshiyi toshu. Just like there's a loche, that an oichel cannot be mekabel tumah unless it was nitlash. That means an oichel that's mechuba lekalke cannot be mekabel tumah. Kach in mekablem hechsher elo ad sheyitoshu. There's also Hechsha can only be on a machel after it was nitlash. Kozman, it's mechuber. It cannot become mukhsha lekabotum. So now the Baraisa tells us a new halacha that it seems this is a svara pshuta, that an oichel that's mechuber lekarke can't be mekabotum. Uadin, an oichel that's mechuber lekarke cannot become mukhsha lekabotum. Let us see Rashi. Uchshem she'ein zroyim mekablin tume elo l'chsheyit l'shu. Zroyim can only be mekabel tume when they cut off. Kidomrinon b'teires koine. Now how do we know this? That a zera can't be mekabel tume unless it was nitlash. Im ato oimer mechuborim tmeim, if you will say that an oichel that's mechuber can be mekabel tume, timeisa esakil, so you will metame all the oichlem, she'ein lecha mechuborim, she'ein shrotzim mitzuyim etzlam. Now this is a very difficult teres koyanim, and I'd like to just try to explain this Teres Kainim. America Teres Kainim. The Teres Kainim says, the Teres Kainim clears a shayla. If you have a dead sheretz that touches food that's attached to the ground, is this food a kabel tumah, yes or no? So the Teres Kainim says, if you'll tell me that the food is mekabel tumah when it's attached to the ground, she wouldn't have food that's not tumah. Ein lecha, she'ein lecha mechuborim she'ein shrotzim mitzuyim etzlam. Now, first let's speak about facts of life. If you say a live sheretz is mitameh, nuk namela, you have food growing and the shrotzim are running around and they touch the fruit, and how could you have toyodike fruit? That's not the case. A live sheretz is not mitameh. You have a dead sheretz is mitameh. So you have a dead sheret that's metame. So you have one of the shmeine shrotzim. I'm not talking about insects. We're talking about shmeine shrotzim. Shmeine shrotzim. Ein lecha mechuborim shen shrotzim mitzuyim etzlam. So that means, let us say, for practical purposes, you have a garden with 2,000 watermelons. So I can say such a statement that if mechubor is mekabel tumeh, so it's zicher on all the 2,000 watermelons, there's a sheretz that died on it. Shem Shemayim. I mean, when you come to harvest the watermelons, you see 2,000 dead shrotzim on all the 2,000 watermelons. I mean, it could be that there's some shrotzim that could be. The shrotzim go over the watermelons and eventually they have a heart attack. So it could be out of 2,000 watermelons, you'll have 10 watermelons that the shrotzim died on it. But to say, ein lecha, the loshen is merlik, ein lecha mechaborim, shein shrotzim mitzuyim etzlam. What's the name of the tight shverta? Number one. Number two, the teres kainim says it like, it can't be the dog. The Taisus HaRosh says it a little clearer. The Taisus HaRosh says, you know, we mafrish trume, and we give it to the Kayan. Now, if a mechuber is mekabel tume, so you're making trume something that's tume. If mechuber is mekabel tume, so you're giving something to a Kayan to eat. He's not allowed to eat it. And it says in the Pasuk, titen loy v'loy loy loy. You should give truma to the Kayan to eat. And if mechuber is mekabel tume from a sheret, how could the Kayan eat it? So the right, mechuber is not mekabel tume. We still have the same problem that, fine. That's, and I had a bigger problem. Because a filler will say that we'll say that a field is a reshus hayochid, and we'll say that it's a sofik tuma b'reshus hayochid. That means I have thousands of kernels of wheat. We're talking about wheat now. We're talking about tuma, and so there's a sofik mistama 10 kernels did become Tamei, so there's a klal, ein by das lishael, if the dover mekabel tume, is ein by das lishael, you say sofik tume, bishu say yoch, it's veikei toil. That's the loch, you say it's veikei toil. So memele, so what's your problem? I mean, unless you'll take the teres kainim kipshutai, without a grain of salt, and we'll say that zikha, that in every kernel, sheretz died, which is very difficult to understand. So it could be, pshat is as follows, and I'd like to be messiah with this. It could be when you have, if we will say that a davar hamachubis mekabel tuma from a dead sheretz, for davar hamachubis mekabel tuma from a dead sheretz, and we have 2,000 kernels of wheat, I think we have to assume that 10 kernels are done. That's, we have to assume, because that's facts of life. That means that the shchotzim have a lifespan, they get heart attacks. Because, from 2,000 kernels, 10 kernels are atomic. That could be is true. That's the statistics. Now, if 10 kernels are atomic, and 1,990 kernels are toyer, I think this is called ikva yisura. That means I have, in this taruvis, there are 10 tomei dekakar. I don't know which ones they are, that's for sure. But I know, claw, there's 10 tomei dekakar kernels. If there's 10 tomei dekakar kernels, if there are 10 tamei dekakar kernels, so you will be allowed to give tumah from any of them. Since I have 10 tamei dekakar kernels, which is ikva yisure, and the Torah says you give tumah to a kohen, is a raya that mechuber is not mekabel tumah.